Parasol elektroniczny. Rumors from the Eastern Underground. Episode 2. Slovakia and Czech Republic.
Introduce yourself.
Hello.
My name is Michal and my art name is Urban Failure.
Miloš Vojtěchovský.
Agent Friday.
Kill the system.
Hugo.
And Zoe.
Kill the system!
Ivan Palacký, Petr Graham, Petr Ferencen.
Tomáš Procházka.
Unfortunately, no woman.
I'm only a boring wife, Andre's wife. I'm Johanna.
Hello.
Doesn't matter.
Our technical formats are only batteries, I think.
Like West Europe, not good, because you have all the oranges and we don't have none. And like, you know, you think you are better because of the oranges. And
we want potatoes.
Yes, we have potatoes.
Potatoes are good, yeah.
Potatoes for every family in Spain.
Yeah, of course, our machines are not working on fire, so we have to buy some batteries from West Bank and...
The hearts are empty, we are nihilistic but still full of love.
The new hymn of Slovakia.
Hello. My name is Miloš Vojtěchovský. I'm one of the agents of Parasol Elektroniční. To put some kind of story about the musicians I choose is quite difficult to explain because there could be dozens of different interviewers which would give completely different view or picture of what is happening here on this experimental music scene. But okay, there are Ivan Palacký, Petr Graham, Petr Ferenc and Tomáš Procházka. Ivan Palacký, Petr Graham living in Brno, and their generation experience is, I believe, a little bit different than from Petr Ferenc and Tomáš Procházka, who are living in Prague. So we have already this easy division between two major cities in Czech Republic, Prague and Brno. Ivan Palacký and Petr Graham are both coming from different backgrounds. Ivan Palacký from the more rock music and Petr Graham from academic scene of the serious music, but they found some shared interest in the improvising aesthetics, which is as open as possible. And I believe the musicality there is very much connected with the tradition of Moravian culture and music, from Janáček to more contemporary approaches, seeing from the prisma of John Cage.
I started as a band member when my early, 15 or 17, and I used to play in rock bands. Then I have a kind of chamber rock trio called Herring, Clive Herring. Then we have had a duo with the singer Jennifer Heria de Feliz, and we started to combine abstract sounds with songs, and from that I switched to free improvisation. So now I'm a kind of member of international community of improvisers. I regularly go to Berlin or Vienna, which is very close to Brno, and I come from, and that's when I'm just now.
Mm-hmm. And Yaroslav? I'm originally a composer. Serious.
I'm originally an improviser. I also started to compose quite early. Mm-hmm. And I found Ivan very inspiring for collaboration.
My instrument is quite strange because I play amplified knitting machine, and next year I want to do a solo CD and then maybe stop with the instruments for a while to have a rest and to find new ways. So now I'm in the middle of the process to offer a summary of something what I did in last 5 years.
Czech so-called serious music, especially in times of communist regime, was so much suppressed that actually so-called alternative rock music took this place or substitute the dysfunction in a way.
And do you follow the development of the experimental music or not mainstream music in neighbor countries like Hungary, Slovakia, Poland?
I try to. Of course, I know quite a lot of people, mainly from Germany.
Ivan?
Yeah, I played with some Polish improviser, with Robert Piotrowicz, and I'm in contact with Marek Holoniecki, so there are quite a few people.
Mm-hmm.
kind of migration of the influences?
Yeah, there are some festivals too, and there's this Ultrahang festival in Budapest, and in Krakow there's a festival of contemporary music run by Marek Ulyanski. So there are quite a few opportunities how to exchange. Mm-hmm.
Tomáš Procházka. I am a musician, audiovisual artist and theater performer. I have several projects in both fields, theater and music. As a musician, I play solo under the name Feathersail. Then I am a member of post-industrial and noise project Radio Royal, glitch pop project Gurun Gurun, and the neo-krautrock and psychedelic band B4. My theater activities are Handagote Visual Theater and Cakes and Puppets, the Puppet Theater. In both I work as a sound designer as well as a performer. The music I play could be all described as improvising. I use very different instruments in each project, but it's all based on improvisation. When I play guitar, I run it through my collection of weird effect pedals. There are some very bizarre pieces, like two giant Russian multi-effects from 80s and some other very rare boxes, some of them also custom-made. Analog sounds are never too harsh to me. Inspiration were various. For instance, Captain Beefheart is one big inspiration, definitely. His music is not easy to decipher, and you can still listen to it again and again, and it will keep it mystery. I like certain portion of chaos in music. And I like very much work of John Cage. His thoughts were a big inspiration for me, and not only in music. And I like the sound of analog electronics, therefore I'm fan of Delia Derbyshire and all the first electronic musicians. All my projects have something to do with noise, although it's usually kind of sophisticated and, let's say, chamber kind of noise. And all my activities are based on error, glitches, clicks and feedbacks when I use computer or no input mixing board, any kind of sonic disturbances and unexpected sound processing. The noise it produces is really sedating, and for me as a player, it has sort of a meditation quality too. Peter Ferenc and Tomáš Procházka are from young generation, from 30s, and I think they are also formed by living in Prague, which is a bit more metropolis in comparison to Brno, and very much influenced by Berlin or Vienna or New York or London. So I think their music is also much more receptive than Ivan Palacký and Peter Graham, who are much more careful with choosing their sources and examples.
Gramovánová deska rodí se na rokovce a rudé draperie ve svitu reflektorů. Já viděl chronometr, jenž minuty tři ukazoval. Čembalo hraje a klavír mlčky stojí. Reflektor zazářil, já jsem to viděl. Zrod desky gramofonu se závidí hlemíždě, pojď ke mně blíž, ještě blíž a splyň s vesmírem tónu. Ty desko závodu gramofonu.
Peter, you are the half of the Purple's Nest Underground duo, or let's say trio?
No, I'm one third of the trio.
Okay. Can you describe your attitude? Because as I know, you improvise now, but let's say 2 years ago you didn't improvise.
We started to play the turntables and old vinyl records, and we started to compose things with them, compose songs, and we were really able to play those songs live. But then we kind of got fed up of each other, so we didn't want to spend more time rehearsing and started to improvise, which was a very good idea. It kind of saved the band from the personal crisis, and it's much more fun than practicing and playing the same program. And then the newest cert of the band is Martin Ježek, a filmmaker who improvises the 8mm footage or 16mm footage, 35mm footage when we play in the cinemas. It's called Find Your Luck. And he does it the same way as we treat the old vinyl records. And the approach is basically the same. We improvise. The film is improvised and the music is improvised, but we use the cinema as an instrument. Martin Ježek uses the cinema projectors for his film work, and we use the Dolby surround system of the cinema for the sound. So we use as many channels as the cinema.
All right.
10 channels, 8 channels, it depends on the venue.
From my point of view, I would say that you are probably the only one who is really experimenting with the cinema in the cinema.
I say we are the first underground band to improvise with 35mm synths, and the Warhol stopped doing it.
Voila.
But I may be wrong.
No.
There is definitely something happening, some kind of relations between the music and the visuals. But it always happens when music and visual meet.
Thank you. Can we talk about a scene in Czech? I mean,
there is
noise, the... underground, whatever. You know what I mean.
The rock and opposition Brno scene is very strong. It's probably stronger than the Prague scene, if you can see it from distance.
Yeah.
In Prague, it's not only a Czech scene, but there are a lot of venues, there are a lot of little festivals, little clubs. They come and go, sometimes very quickly. Brick Bar was a big thing. Skutečnost Finnish, but there are other venues. K4, this one here, Školska, Chapeau Rouge.
In Czech Republic, I think there's no tradition of improvisation. Well, maybe there's some free jazz tradition, but I don't know many Czech free improvisers from history, from 70s or from 80s.
You don't go to the clubs and don't meet Derek Bailey just by any chance.
The music scene here is small. That's because the country itself is small. But this mainly means that our audience is small. Nobody can live just by experimental music. That's obvious.
We know all each other, so it's like few people.
I don't know if it's a problem or if it's just a feature of a Czech scene, is the small companies, partičky. A little bunch of friends, and you do things with them, and
it's based a lot on relationships.
During communism, he started something what we call underground, but they don't recognize that time was changed, and usually they are older than 50. They come to our concert and fighting against us. It's fruits of this history.
I think every little group kind of protects its achievements, yeah, because they're. Probably aren't too many chances or whatever.
In the capital of Slovakia, it's 500,000 of people, and all of us know each others, and we somehow cooperate. If it's possible, yes, why not?
Is the quantity of recipients important, or
it has effect on the music, on development of the music? There's more opportunities and more impulses or something.
Yeah, the audience creates it as well. It's mutual.
More people doing music means more music. That's the way how to get out of the trouble.
I believe now there is a bigger urge to meet and, for example, to improvise together or to make some unexpected connection or exchange some files or simply play together than before.
Everybody who will come to Slovakia to play will mostly feel that the atmosphere and everything on gig is not cold but really warm. And
people try to organize occasions to play, so we feel there is a really something like an experimental music scene here and not just a few isolated individuals.
Thank you. Dieser Streit hier, nebenbei mitgefilmt, betraf den verdienstvollen Produktionsleiter.
Stánku na levnou krásu postávaj a smějou se času s cigaretou a s holkou, co nemá kam jít. Zahlídli svět
skleniček pár
a pár tahů strávy, utekl den jak večerní zprávy, neuměj žít a bouřej se a neposlouchaj.
Neměň ten sen, budeš mým osudem. Neusínej, nemůžu spát. Nezhasínej světlo nad obzorem. Pohltí nás tma. Opustíš mě, stanu se útesem. Proměníš mě, zůstanu stát. Vlny už vřou, příboje ženesem. A pohltí nás tma. Dál.
Is it the recording?
Yes, it is recording.
Can I smell?
Yes.
Yeah, nice, no? Nice.
Not.
Kill the system!
Play my
I'm Zuzana Friday Přikrylová, agent for Parasol Elektroniczny Project for Czech Republic and Slovakia. I will ask you a few questions. So now you have to tell me something about you. First, kill the system, then Hugo and Zoe. What are your techniques to survive or to make music?
Kung fu. Just kung fu.
Do you think there is some symptom of East Europe, except that we have potatoes and they have oranges?
In Slovakia, archaeology is very popular. Everybody is like into archaeology. Every child, every old man, every old woman. Everybody is digging for archaeology. Somebody also dig out this electrical circuit, so they know how it works because it really gave them a bang. Like, and that was a lot of inspiration for a lot of Slovakian artists, yes.
Thank you. And Hugo and Zoe?
We are me and my husband and my husband's brother. And we are a family with Gypsy and Jewish religions. It's something like a rainbow. Ooh. When Gypsies cry.
We are trying to be really political, like be part of this political system, you know, this system in West Europe.
We like to steal things. Everything is so expensive, so we have a lot of mud. We like to eat mud.
Everything we say is based on Kabbalah.
You know, programs.
It's only one or that's zero.
Your heart.
Okay, kill the system. Tell me your five favorite sounds. Say the name and then play.
So, after struggling with the Chinese technology, we finally came to a technological conclusion, and here is the riff!
This riff made my life.
Yes, you know. This is like a soundtrack. We listen to it all the time.
So the second one?
The second one is called Castrated Fishes. The third sound is the midnight sleep of a heroin addict. Yeah, and now the next sound. Whale dreaming about the spoils of war.
Ow.
Ouch.
It has to be dead.
And the last sound?
The last sound is this little piece called Santa Claus meeting bukkake in a present box, so...
We called it a Kinder Surprise.
We will be singing together.
Like one organism.
Yeah. One bacteria.
Good. Trochu víc na hlas, prosím. Jo.
I will talk a little bit about my day, and to start day we need to prepare and drink some coffee. first we need some electronica or grinder. Nice. Now I will use coffee maker and make some coffee.
Stůj! Michale, slyšíš? Zachráníme tě! Slyšíš? Michale, stůj!
My name is Michal and my art name is Urban Failure. I started maybe in 97 here in Slovakia, programming some sounds and doing stuff in old computers. And while time was approaching, I changed my mind and changed all habits in music and moved from computers to analog synthesizers and mostly analog sound generating devices, and it's based on improvisation, let's say.
Michale, vzpamatuj se!
First, we started together with some friends our Sounds Collective, which is something like a friendship-based sound or label collaboration. We also do something like net label, and we release our stuff supporting this kind of communication. On other side, I also do parties called Vermin together with Misiar. We are inviting people who are doing something little bit weird, something little bit different. Usually it's breakcore or some experimental techno stuff or something.
Thank you.
How do you survive in this world, in Eastern Europe?
Wow, that's not easy question. I am trying to survive mostly by good mood and by some positive energy. But I think I need some money, and then I need to go to be one of millions who are part of this system. In work, I am using computer on stage, or in my sound engineering, I am not using computers, and I prefer to use any kind of concrete devices which can generate or synthesize sounds.
I live in countryside in wood, and I synthesize what is now outside of my window.
Tell me about something about your instruments that you use, your favorite ones.
Okay, my favorite instruments, monosynthesizer, half analog and half digital, quite complex and quite flexible. From Denmark, some synthesizer, I like this very much, synthesizer called The Moon, called Anamono. Two devices for filters, shaping of oscillators, full digital synthesizers in digital way, half digital, somehow delay effect, and on other side granulator effect, what is going on, not distortion from distortion point of view, but from some randomization. Little bit different from Denmark, but some limitations, and half analog need to work half analog synthesizers and instruments, but can change in time in these borders. I record some track which is called True Tunnel Simulator. We have a quite nice tunnel in our city under the castle, and I like kind of architecture which is nice technically.
Okay, let's play the sound.
Shakespeare!
Elektroektor!
A summarization of all of this by Agent Friday. Podle mého názoru je československá scéna malá, zejména na Slovensku propojená a postavená na přátelství a sdílení.
I think the Slovakian and Czech music underground is small. However, the Slovakian music network is especially based on sharing and friendship. The Czech underground is more split into fractions of diverse scenes, such as electronic, new indie, extreme, and contemporary electroacoustic music. These scenes work to stay independent from the mainstream and create original music, although they hardly see any profit from their efforts.
A přestože někteří hudebníci se snaží svým stylem přiblížit určitému vzoru,
some musicians are too influenced by their Western role models, but the best ones stay true to their style and don't sound like imitations. The musicians I chose are of this kind. Although they work with the same contemporary technology as other artists, they use these tools as a medium for their own philosophy and concept.
Hugo
and Zoe's songs use 8-bit computer music in combination with clarinet and female deep singing voice. Their melodramatic lyrics are inspired by Jewish culture. Kill the System is recession folklore. Much like the Czechoslovakian underground artists of the 1970s and 80s, they use absurd and retarded humor to comment on the post-socialist and economic situation. Urban Failure turns back the clock by using analog technology to generate sounds that reflect the reality of urban architecture. All of these artists are colorful characters who contribute to the underground culture while staying true to their ideals.
Stále stojí mimo prchavé trendy a hype. Come on.